Navy veteran Reason Chandler wanted to earn a college degree after leaving the military, but he needed the money to pay for it. So like almost half of the 46,000 students at Tidewater Community College in Virginia, he applied for financial aid, taking out loans and grants to help fund his education.
I am 26, so it gives me, I have a little more life experience than someone who's 18 directly from high school.
To get their loan checks, Tidewater students must complete a current budget of income and expenses and a projected post-graduation budget based on what that first job might pay. That way, school administrators say, a student will know better what money is left to pay the debt.
Well, my starting salary for urban regional planning was around $35,000 to $40,000 a year. And then I looked at right now how much I borrowed and how much my payments were being. My payments would be around $136 a month.
That's reasonable, says Tidewater Community College President Deborah DeCroce.
Take out a mortgage to buy a house, that very next month that first payment is due. Same thing with car payment. That's not true with this. There's too much time lag between it. So what we're trying to do is close that gap so that the student understands it's not a handout. It's not for free. And on top of that, you're going to owe that money whether you are successful in realizing your goal or not.
DeCroce says Tidewater tied student budget plans to financial aid packages to help avert the crisis that administrators saw growing. As the economy failed, Tidewater's enrollment swelled, with more students seeking the low-cost education of a community college. Also on the rise, the number of students using debt to finance college.
Last year, graduates who took out loans left college owing an average of $24,000. Student loan debt has now surpassed credit card debt for the first time ever.
Late last month, President Obama announced a debt relief plan for America's college students and recent graduates. Beginning next year, the pay-as-you-earn plan caps loan payments at 10% of discretionary income and forgives the debt after 20 years of repayment.
That's one way to deal with it. And maybe that's the only way we have to deal with it right now. But for me, I prefer to look at it on the front end.
Reason Chandler is glad he did the financial prep work beforehand and says he borrowed less. After all, he told us, he has graduate school to pay for next. Laurel Bowman, VOA News, Norfolk, Virginia.
It's on the thumb drive now.